Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now tonight, we have another listener fantasy. Obviously, as the winter passes us by, you guys are waking up out there. And you know you can feel free to email me your stories. And I will narrate them right here, for everybody to hear. And as you enjoy tonight's little story, you know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and endless satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, so you can test ride your own fantasies for free. Now you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, loosen any clothing, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice, caressing over and inside you. And when you're ready to enjoy deep sensual pleasure, go ahead and take a deep breath and just hold it for a moment and then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensual satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body, as you enjoy tonight's show, he whispered to her, "Give me 2 days." She was staring at his lips as the meaning of the words escaped her. He whispered again, "Lisa, I can see the sensual woman inside of you wanting to experience things. Give me 2 days. I will help you find those experiences. I can teach you what your body needs and wants to feel. You must trust me. I will keep you safe. But I can't let you go on being so scared to let your needs go unmet." It was only 6 hours earlier, she recalled thinking, "You really are naive for a 39-year-old woman." The brochure said, "Adults only." Innocently, she thought that meant a quiet cruise where there are no kids to spoil the tranquility. She never thought it meant an adult-themed cruise, with so-called play parties in a dungeon. Men and women walking around dressed in almost nothing. No, that's wrong. At least some have collars with leashes around their necks. Last night was an education for sure. For the first time in her very sheltered life as a math teacher of fifth graders, she had witnessed a woman willingly being flogged. This woman was tied to a cross. Lisa was appalled. In this age of feminism, to allow yourself to be treated like a slave, she was shocked to her core. The fact that the woman's face was transformed during the flogging and she seemed to end up in heaven. Well, that's just simply beside the point. Mercifully, she shared a table with a very nice gentleman at dinner. He introduced himself as Nicholas. He was so well-mannered, well-read, a pleasure to share a meal with. Very soon, she forgot all about the strange people around her and told him the very boring details of her life. She is a widow of 12 years. She made a good living teaching about square roots and such at the local primary school. He told her he was a businessman and currently unattached. After the meal, he walked her slowly to her cabin. The moonlight on the quiet water worked its magic into her body. She felt a tightening between her thighs, a feeling that she hadn't felt in a long, long while. At the door to her cabin, he put a hand into her long, dark hair and tightened a fist, bringing her lips very close to his,
Looking straight into her soft brown eyes, he saw them cloud over with lust. Her gaze trained on his dark eyes as tightly as if secured with rope. At that moment, he reminded her of the eagle. The poor mouse that called its attention had no chance of escape. Escape? Hell no! She wanted this. She needed this. In fact, she craved it. Slowly, his lips descended, her eyes still tied to his. She could feel his breath on her lips. Her eyes closed involuntarily, only to snap open when she felt his teeth bite into her bottom lip. Immediately, a protest sprang to her lips but died without a sound as he pulled her closer to him, his hands sliding over her bottom and pulling her hips snug against his. Her insides melted as she felt him so close to her. "Give me 2 days." Instantly, her body reacted to his words, as if shouting, "Yes, yes, yes." And before her mind could catch up, Nicholas whispered again, "I will take you to a world where we are the only ones who exist. I will show your body pleasure you haven't imagined. But you will have the power to stop me at any time. If you really want it to end, it does." She looked into his eyes, and she saw something that resonated deep inside her, in a place that she had kept hidden and locked since what feels like forever. A place that she wanted to explore and inhabit. Before she could really rationalize her thoughts, her mouth formed the only answer she could really give. "Yes, yes." She closed her eyes and felt her body react. She was surprised by the surge of lust coursing through her veins. "Look at me, Lisa," his words commanded. Her eyes opened in immediate obedience to the authority she heard in his tone. "We will have breakfast tomorrow at 8 a.m. Keep the next 2 days open for me. Don't plan anything. Anything without running it by me first. I have plans for you, for us. Do you understand, Lisa?" Looking into his eyes, she couldn't help but nod, not allowing her mind to wonder what he has planned. She just knew that this is what she wanted and needed. As she unlocked the door and walked into her cabin, he followed her inside and gently closed the door. Looking at him, she confessed, "I haven't done this in almost 12 years.
"This?"
"Yes, I had sex with a man, you know. Undressed, touched."
Shaking his head, he walked up to her and took her in his arms again. "Lisa, you have neglected yourself. That stops now. That is why you were so shocked by the sexual acts around you today. Why you want to run away. You have forgotten that sex is a natural part of being human. I'm going to wake you up, Lisa," he promised. But instead of kissing her and holding her in his arms, he stepped away, walked to the little fridge and poured himself a glass of red wine. She stood rooted in the middle of the floor as he walked to the chair and sat down, placing the glass on the little table next to him. "Undress," he murmured so quietly she thought she misheard. Looking at him uncertainly, his burning gaze caught hers.
"Lisa, you will have to learn that I don't repeat instructions. I will be lenient this one time only. I said, undress. I want to see your gorgeous body." Her heart beating against her ribs, she slowly undid the tie on the side of her dress, followed by the 3 buttons that holds the dress together. Looking at him anxiously, she saw his encouraging smile and, taking a deep, steadying breath, she let the pale blue material slide to the floor. Her cheeks colored pink. She couldn't meet his gaze,
but his next words gave her the confidence she lacked. "Lisa, it's a sin to cover up something so magnificent. Come, I need to see the rest." Her pale blue silk bra and panties followed, and soon she stood before him, self-conscious. She can't believe she is behaving this way, in front of a man that she has only just met. But deep in her heart, she knows she wants this. For once, she wants to be taken. She wants to free fall and not worry endlessly about the pros and cons. She has been in control so long. She is tired, exhausted by the effort. She needs to let go completely. Let someone else worry about what happens next. Her attention snapped back to her cabin and this handsome man in front of her, when she heard him groan loudly. Blinking, she saw his body's reaction to her naked form. She became aware that he was talking again, calmly, in perfect control. "Sit on the bed, Lisa."
"Okay."
"Lisa, I don't want you to say okay. I want you to say yes, sir. Do you understand?" Looking at him, she nodded slowly. "Yes, sir." The look of satisfaction on his face made her inexplicably happy. "Good girl." Walking backwards, she sat on the edge of the bed, her arms immediately covering her breasts, her legs crossed to hide her pussy. "No!" His aggression caught her off guard. Her eyes shoot to his, momentarily frozen by that one word. "No, you never hide your body from me. I want to see it. When you sit so your breasts are exposed to me, your legs open. I want to see your delicious pussy. I want to see your delicious pussy." The last word was a whisper, and slowly she moved her arms and legs, opening her whole body to his gaze. Mesmerized by the look in his eyes. Slowly he got up from the couch, walking to her cupboard and took out a pale pink silk scarf. Walking slowly up to her, he placed the scarf over her eyes, tying it tightly in the back. He murmured, "much better." She heard him walking away from her and sitting down again. "Lisa, I want you to hold your breasts in your hand. Touch them. Play with your nipples. Show me how you like me to touch you." His voice is calm, almost hypnotic. Her hands cupped her breasts. While not large, they are not small either. Her palms gliding over the skin, enticing his eyes to focus on them. Her thumb and middle finger finding the nipples and started pulling. "Oh, yes, Lisa. Pull harder. More. Oh, yes. How beautiful. I want to lick each nipple. Then I want to suck those pebbles into my mouth, hard, and I will bite them." His words ended in a groan. Her head lolled back, exposing the line of her pale neck, her fingers still pulling on the dusty pink pebbles, her skin pale. "Now, Lisa, slip your hands over your body. Slowly. Yes, like that. Now touch your pussy." Almost trance-like, she moved her hands to open the folds of her sex, two fingers sliding into her, a groan escaping from deep in her throat. "Ah, a wet pussy. Wonderful." He sounded really pleased. "Oh, Lisa, I can smell you from here. You are soaking. Now slip a finger inside. Out, in, out. There you go, girl." She followed his direction without thought, her eyes closed in passion, her body acting on her desire alone, wantonly masturbating before him. Suddenly she became aware of him right in front of her. She didn't hear him move, his words making her wetness flow even more. "Yes, Lisa, like that. Now give me your wetness. Put your wet finger in my mouth." Her eyes snapped open when she felt his tongue sucking her middle finger. but the blindfold prevented her from seeing his face as he tasted her juices. "Lisa, I want your nipple. Give it to me. Lift it to my mouth." As she lifted her breast into his mouth, he murmured, "I own your nipples. Do I own your nipples, Lisa? Answer me."
"Yes."
"Yes, sir," he corrected crossly.
"Yes, sir."
"Good girl." Again she heard the satisfaction brimming in his words. "Now, Lisa, open your pussy for me. I want to see what is mine." "It is mine, isn't it, Lisa?" His voice was growing more urgent.
"Yes, sir."
Her answer correct. "Say it," he commanded harshly.
"Sir?"
"Lisa, say that I own your pussy, now."
"You own my pussy, sir."
"And your clit. I want your clit, too."
"Yes, sir, you own my clit, too."
"Well then, girl, show me what is mine." For a few breathless moments she laid there, her common sense clawing past the arousal clouding her mind. And then slowly, deliberately, she opened her pussy, exposing the little bud to his eyes. Bending over, she felt his tongue on her clit. Arching from the bed, she moaned loudly. Lifting his head, she heard his order clearly. "You will not come until you feel my teeth on you. Clear, girl?" Nodding desperately, she felt his tongue lapping her wetness, swirling around her clit, the tension becoming too much to bear. Groaning mindlessly, "Please, please, sir, please!" She begged, her pleas growing more urgent and louder. Suddenly, she felt a jolt of pleasure and pain shooting straight into her, her body spasming uncontrollable, a high, keening sound bursting from her before all thoughts left her mind. She became aware of Nicholas, "No, sir," holding her, making soothing noises, stroking her hair. The blindfold gone, calming her heartbeat. She felt the duvet covering her and wondered when he had time to cover her. "I'm going to put you to bed now, Lisa. But before I do that, I want to remind you what happened here tonight." He got up and walked to the dressing table and took her red lipstick from her makeup bag. Frowning, her eyes followed him to where he stood to right above her on the bed. What would he need her lipstick for? Throwing the duvet from her naked form, he uncapped the silver tube. "I'm going to remind you what you gave me here today by marking what is mine. This meant that you cannot touch what is mine without my explicit permission. No one else can touch it either. Is this clear, Lisa?" She nodded, but then she saw his eyes darken.
"Yes, sir,"
she corrected herself quickly. A beautiful smile crossed his face. "Good girl." Concentrating, he bent over her and wrote something on. "First her left, and then her right breast," he explained. "My initials, SN, Sir Nicholas, to remind you when you wake during the night or tomorrow morning that I own your body for the next 2 days. She felt him writing something just above her pubic hair, and then turning her over, he also wrote SN on her two ass cheeks. Blushing furiously, she found her voice to ask,
"That too?"
"Oh yes. You didn't expressly give me your ass yet, but I will take it too. And you will beg me to take you there. That will be sweet, I promise you that." She doubted it, but didn't think it was wise to voice her opinion right then. Her mind felt like jelly, her whole body relaxed. He kissed her and stood looking down. "Breakfast at 8. If you wake during the night and you cannot control the urge to touch yourself or to orgasm, I want you to phone me. My cabin number is 22.
"Yes, sir."
But she doubted it. Her limbs felt so heavy, her mind a mush. She only wanted to sleep. Her eyes closed as she drifted off to sleep. Wow. Well, some of you have got very filthy minds, I have to say. Seriously, though, if you want to submit a story, a fantasy, just email me, devlin@wilddesires.com. We'll see what we can do. Now, on Friday, we're moving forward with Lamb to the Slaughter, yet another chapter reading. And to remind you, Lamb to the Slaughter is available for pre-order. And obviously, we're getting close to the point now where the podcast episodes will stop and you'll have to get the book anyway to find out what happens in the end. But I'm just mean like that. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wilde wishing you salacious dreams.
Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.